Hello, and thank you for listening to Roadshow, a transport topics podcast that brings you insights from major industry events that are helping shape the future of trucking. Before we dive into today's episode, we'd like to invite you to subscribe to Transport Topics, where you can receive exclusive access to our top 100 lists, quarterly magazines, and other news surrounding the trucking industry. To subscribe, visit ttn.ws/TT subscribe. You can also text TT subscribe to 571-622-0001 to become an official member of Transport Topics. That's 571-622-0001. In this episode, we're taking you to the lovely city of Orlando for the ATA Technology and Maintenance Council's annual meeting last February. While at the conference, I had a chance to speak with new TMC chairman, Todd Cotter, whose day job is director of maintenance with Hart Transportation, part of Bison USA. Right before the chairman's changing of the guard ceremony at TMC, Cotter was kind enough to stop by our booth during the conference, where we talked about the transition to chairmanship, his priorities as new chair, and the technician retention issues plaguing the trucking industry today. Let's take a listen. We are here at the 2023 Technology and Maintenance Council here in Orlando, Florida. And today we have a very special guest. He is the director of maintenance for Bison USA. That is his day job. But for the annual meeting, he is the incoming chairman of the TMC, Todd Cotter. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. First of all, I just want to ask, how are you enjoying the show? We just got things kicked off.
Yeah, enjoying the show. It's awesome. I just walked in, and there's a lot of exhibitors here. So I'm looking anxious to walk around and check things out.
All right. And then checking out, one of the things I know when I spoke to, Randy, throughout the year, there's, as a chairman, there's so many philosophies and viewpoints that you want to put forth in your position. Randy explained to me the things that he wanted to do, especially when it comes to the tech shortage, but other things as well. But before we kind of get into that, I just kind of wanted to get, your philosophy and your viewpoint of how you want to view your position as chairman and the things you want to do and the things, the points of view you want to convey.
Sure. So my theme for my chairmanship year is quality, mm-hmm. which I know that's a wide open deal, but
yes.
Quality of repairs on the road, quality of manufacturing, quality of paperwork, invoicing, and everything, just trying to put quality back into everyday life. And I think that's been lost a little bit over the years, and it's a good opportunity to strive for that.
All right, it sure is. Yeah, just and speaking of quality, the pressing issues that have been lingering for years. Randy has talked about this, and I'm pretty sure you will too. Is the technician shortage? Like the driver shortage, there is a massive need for that particular talent in this particular space. What are some of the things that you want to bring to the table to at least assuage those concerns?
Well, the technician issue has been a huge issue for many, many years now. I have been active with our local community college for the diesel program for over 30 years. I just started getting active with our local vocational high school. So everybody's after that college student. And most of them, at least in my region, when they start the college class, they already have a guaranteed job. And there's also tuition reimbursement that's happening. And the state I'm from is a two-year technical college, it will be paid for by the state. So, I mean, that tuition reimbursement is not even a lure to bring somebody in anymore. So the high school level, I'm very interested with that. I am a high school graduate of a vocational high school. And, started learning the trade there. Obviously, I wasn't a master when I left, but, I had an interest. And I'd like to see the country get back and bring those industrial art classes back to the high schools. So they removed all those, I think, because of the expense. And now look at the expense we have with the lack of skilled labor. So
okay. And the thing about with skilled labor, I know before I've spoke to others, and it's just about reaching people
to the point that where they are. You know, I mean, in your position, what type of efforts do you see or you just want to implement or just, you know, just kind of talk about that idea of, you know, bringing the occupation of the auto technician to someone or other areas that aren't too privy about, you know, being a technician, and, you know, they don't know that, you know, you can make money doing this and you can have a sustainable career. I mean, what are those efforts like?
Yeah, like you said, just reaching out to the schools at the high school level, and I almost think we have to start way before that. I think we need to bring a truck, and everybody in second grade wanted to be a police officer or firefighter, and that's because the police officer would come and talk to them, or they'd bring a fire truck and they'd have all the lights, and everybody, every kid, it doesn't matter, right? So I think we need to do a better effort of that and embracing them at a younger age and kind of planting that seed, if you would, to see what grows from there.
Okay. You know, one of the things that's definitely about the appeal of technician is the TMC Super Tech competition, you know, will be this fall in Cleveland. And you guys have been a big part of that in the sense of, you know, just promoting the efforts of those technicians who are performing at that particularly high level. You know, do you think promoting that, promoting the competition of the technician is just going to kind of get into the minutiae of what the job really entails and performing at that high level? I mean, what in terms could the industry do to promote that to a larger audience within the industry?
Yeah, so state associations holding their own technician competitions, that's a big feeder for our Super Tech program. But we also have Future Tech that we have at the TMC Super Tech competition. So, I mean, those are ways to plant that. And I know the Skills USA, I mean, that's kind of a seeder also, right? That's getting young people involved in the technical field.
Okay. You know, another thing that with your position as well is just that, I mean, we're in a conference where recommended practices are going to be, you know, are spoken a bit, you know, not ad nauseum, but, you know, but you know, a lot. You know, with that, I know when I spoke of Randy, you know, he, you know, and it's the theme of this conference, you know, root cause analysis, you know, it's that, you know, finding out that particular problem, not just the what is causing that problem, but the actual cause that keeps that problem lingering.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, what would you say? I mean, you mentioned quality. And it's just kind of a overarching thing, but
it's huge, yeah.
Yeah. but Todd, is there one particular cause that's near and dear to your heart that you want to apply that quality theme to?
Well, yes, there is, but just every aspect of life, you should have quality in it. And I inspect all our new vehicles and. It's my job as a maintenance director to find problems before they hit the road. And so I have a pretty good ability to do that. Like, I'm going to be doing that while I'm walking around the show here, just looking at different things that I'm going to find wrong, I guess. But, yeah, so the quality is, you know, with the worker shortage and you know, the backlog on trucks and trailers and pushing stuff out quicker and maybe in some cases the labor pool is not as skilled, highly skilled as it should be or used to be maybe. So again, my theme is quality all the way around, but quality in manufacturing and it's improved so much. So I don't want to make it sound like that's, you know, like stuff is not good, but just that little minutia stuff that if everybody took care of that, then life would be good. Right?
Yeah, and with that life being good, I think there'll be a nice bow that we can wrap with this conversation. We've been speaking with Todd Cotter. He is the director of maintenance for Bison USA, and he is also the incoming chairman of the TMC. Todd, it was a pleasure having you on.
Yes, thank you, Michael. It was a pleasure being here.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to open Transport Topics? In just 1 minute, you will hear the biggest trucking headlines of that day. Be prepared and start your morning off right with Transport Topics.
As you've heard during this roadshow conversation, Cotter's key theme going into his chairmanship is quality, as in quality is job number one. As he referenced the notable slogan from the 80s era Ford commercial, Cotter aims to bring forward a mind frame of having quality as an elevated end goal. That theme touches all aspects of repair and maintenance, from the technician shortage to basic truck repair. Like the classic ad, Kotera plans to bring his experiences to the table to tackle these pressing issues. Like his predecessor, Randy Obermeyer, Kotera's priority is to find the root cause and bring the quality of problem solving to reach that end goal. If you enjoyed this episode of Roadshow, please feel free to reach out to the Road Signs team on Twitter at @TTRoadSigns or reach me at Michael V. Fries. You can email us at share@ttnews.com. We'll read them and respond daily. Also, let us know how we're doing by texting TTSurvey to 571-622-0001. And Roadshow will be back soon to share more insights from future industry trade show events. Until then, I'm Michael Fries. Thank you for listening.